This is the world of agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. A mix of moisture is still sitting over South America. We'll have more right after this. May is National Beef Month, and with the warmer temperatures of the spring season, there's no better time to fire up the grill and enjoy some quality Iowa-raised beef. Just a 3-ounce serving of beef provides more than 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, zinc, and vitamins B12 and B6, while only clocking in around 170 calories on average. Support your local Iowa beef producer by enjoying some nutrient-dense beef during this National Beef Month. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Some regions are dry and some are getting too much rain. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest weather patterns for Brazil and Argentina.
A lot of the same stuff as we've talked about the last couple of weeks here. The center portion of Brazil is on the drier side, almost no rain whatsoever. Southern portion and northern portions do see decent rains, but the center portion is where a lot of the second crop corn is in place, and it's kind of in that time frame where it needs to see some rain. It's not getting it. The 6-10 day forecast, much the same. The southern rains in Brazil do actually move a little bit further south, so it does open things up for some of those guys. But overall, looks pretty much a carbon copy of the 1-5 day, and the same for the 11-15 day. So you are seeing some dry conditions that actually give you maybe a little bit of an underpinning of some support in the corn market. It doesn't necessarily say it's bullish, but it does give you the indication that there could be some at least near-term weather premium to pump into this market. When you look at Argentina for their part, it is fairly dry across most of the growing areas across the next 2 weeks here. So this will be something to watch as they try to finish out their harvest. That should help them roll along. But on the Brazil side, the finishing of the first crop is not necessarily an issue at this point. It's going to be, are they going to finish that second crop corn as strong as what they had originally hoped for?
For the world of agriculture, heard here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.